When I first knew Aunt Maud, she was teaching at the Shevlin camp east of the ranch. I visited the school there when I was very small and then would stay with her in her little camp cabin. Well, I never stayed very long. I would get terribly homesick, and she would have to drive me home. Not even getting to sleep in her bunk beds was enough to keep me there. And she was so good to me about it. Just packed me up and took me home. She would come to the ranch about once a week, if I remember correctly, and she would do her dry cleaning out on the porch with some kind of solvent that really smelled bad. Then she would hang her clothes up to dry, and they would be all ready to wear again. She used to clean and can chicken. She knew I liked chicken neck, so one time she canned a whole jar just for me. The Shevlin camp was a unique place. The Shevlin Hickson Lumber Company employed all the families that lived there. The families all lived in the same type of homes that could be lifted and put on a railroad car to be moved to a new location. Friends of mine, Still and Ben, lived there and can tell great stories of those days living in the camp cabins. The grocery store, the church, and the school were all railroad cars fixed up to service the needs of the people. I thought it was so much fun to go visit the camp and see all those homes amongst the huge ponderosa pine trees. They would cut timber in the area and then move to another area. The moves probably happened about every 7 or 8 years. After Shevlin School, she taught in Lapine in the first and second grade, all in one room. I visited there too, and she was so nice to those little kids. She would play the piano for them, and I never heard her raise her voice, but she always kept the discipline. I can't imagine anyone talking back to her. I was never a student of hers, as I didn't go to school in Lapine until my third grade. But I got to stay with her in her little home in Lapine. It was bigger than the Shevlin camp home, and she had it filled with pictures that I loved to look at. She was living in Bend at the time of her death on September 30th, 1945. She had a stroke, I believe, and I got to see her before she passed on. I remember how badly I felt at her funeral, as it had only been the second funeral I'd been to. The first was to my grandpa's, but he was very old, and I didn't feel quite as bad. My family didn't let me go to my mother's funeral, so I think I related my mother's funeral to Aunt Maud's. I missed Aunt Maud. She was always good to me. She would bring dresses from Portland for Barbara and me to wear, and we thought that was great. Bill. Bill was their firstborn and worked for the Forest Service in the early years. He married Cleora Vaughn, and they had a daughter first, Rena Ray, and a son, William Jr., and they lived in Bellingham, Washington. Bill passed away a number of years ago. He was such a wonderful older cousin to me and to my family. My dad loved him very much, as did my mother. It was always fun with him around. I wrote to him during World War II, and he wrote back to me. I loved that. Aunt Maud's family came to the ranch often and again were part of my childhood. It was like having an extended family, because we knew they would always come there whenever possible. Betty. Betty was a nurse and trained in Portland. My mother would write letters to her to keep her from getting lonesome for the family back in Central Oregon. She was also a talented seamstress and helped Barbara make her wedding dress and all that went with it. She married and had a little girl named Julie, whom I haven't seen since she was a little girl. I believe she lives in California. Betty died at an early age, and it was tragic loss for a wonderful cousin. Catherine. Catherine, too, was so special. I can remember how she would take Sally Bird, another cousin, and daughter of Uncle Bush and Aunt Martha's, Barbara and me, up to Elk Lake for 3 days at a time to camp out. That was quite a handful for one lady. She was so much fun. In later years, when I was in high school in Bend and had to stay overnight to go to Job's daughter's, she would have me come to her apartment and we would have grand talks about everything and anything. One thing I remember was that during World War II, when everything was rationed, that she would mend her silk hose if she got a snag in them and was able to make them last a lot longer than I ever did in later years. Catherine worked for the Forest Service in Bend, met Don Erickson, married him, and are now retired and live in McMinnville, Oregon. My sister Mary Jean was their flower girl, and they married in the Episcopal Church in Bend. They have two daughters, Bonnie and Jean. Don loved to fish at the ranch when they visited. I was so lucky to get to visit with them at least once or twice a year, as we all meet in Bend for reunions of the Lapine Shevlin group. All the people who come to that picnic have a story to tell about their wonderful teacher, her mother, Mrs. Catlow.